Hi everyone, and happy Hanukkah. The Rambam, when he describes the story of Hanukkah and why we're celebrating the holiday, describes the story of the Nes Pach HaShemen, right, the miracle of the oil. And he goes on to add that in addition to the ability of the oil to last for 8 days, and he certainly references the military victory over the Greeks, he says that the Jewish people continue to have sovereignty over the land of Israel for over 200 years. And that extra point that the Rambam makes, I find striking. Why does the Rambam think it's necessary to mention that? Or what is added by mentioning the after effects of the miracle? Normally, we would think that the miracle itself, either of the oil or the military victory, those things alone, right, in the moment would be enough to warrant celebrating the Chag. So why throw in this idea that we had sovereignty for the next 200 years? I was thinking that perhaps one of the ideas we could draw from that is the sense of control. Now, on the one hand, there's a message in Hanukkah, right, which is probably the central message of Hanukkah, right? I would think that we have to recognize that we're not in control, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So when the light, when the oil that's supposed to last for 1 day ends up lasting for 8 nights, we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to perform miracles, and he controls the world. That maybe even enlightens the idea that the military victory, which could be explained through natural means, also is an indication, therefore, that Hashem controls the world in the sense that Hashem is worthy of our thanks because of our even natural accomplishments. But the Rambam then goes on to say again that we had sovereignty for 200 years. Sovereignty indicates control. What the Greeks were taking away from us was the ability to control the things that we are allowed to have control of. The Gemara tells us, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim. Everything's in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. What we mean by that is that Hashem controls the external world, but we control our internal world. We're able to make decisions about whether we wake up in the morning to daven shacharit. We're able to make decisions about how we treat our friends. We're able to make decisions about, if we are willing to eat that piece of meat, that or that food, or in that restaurant. And those are decisions we're all able to make on a daily basis. Those are the quote unquote Yirat Shamayim decisions that we each make. Again, those are the points where we're able to exert our control. And what the Rambam says is that the Jewish people are celebrating not only the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu influenced the world and impacted our lives, but also celebrating the idea that once Hashem did that, he does that for a purpose. That the goal of having Hashem influence our lives is so that we can also influence our lives, that we can also exert whatever control we are able to on the experiences that we have. On some level, this is a similar message, I would say, to the story of Pesach. In Pesach, we have the physical freedom from Mitzrayim, and we talk about freedom. But oftentimes we talk about the idea of freedom for what? To what end do we have freedom? And that's why we start counting from Yetziat Mitzrayim, essentially, until Matan Torah, when we get the Torah on Shavuot, right? Where we're able to again exert our own control over our own lives in terms of the personal decisions that we make. So if that's the proper interpretation, or a proper interpretation of what the Rambam's saying, what the message of Hanukkah, therefore, is a twofold message. On the one hand, certainly we have this day of Hallel v'Hoda'ah, praise of Hashem and thanks to Hashem for the opportunities that He gave us and for the goodwill that He's done to us as individuals and to us as a people. But it also creates a mandate for us to then embrace that freedom or those opportunities that Hashem created and to therefore do something much more productive with our lives, to exert the ability of the Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim, that everything's in the hand of heaven except those things that I can actually influence on my own. And we can take this idea of the Rambam in our daily lives and be able to empower ourselves to understand the area where we are able to exert the control and to meet the challenge of embracing the Torah and its whole part of the Torah in a sense of both the appreciation but also the recognition of the obligations and the opportunities. Have a wonderful, wonderful Chag Chanukah Sameach.